Just so I get names and titles on tape, first of all.
Andrew Johnstead.
James Johnstead.
David Johnstead.
And Dwight Christian. It's a TDS fertilizer out of Fertile, Minnesota.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. So let's talk about this. Tell me about the award itself, the recognition from the Fertilizer Institute.
Well, it goes along with, we started strip tilling about 3 years ago, and it's to keep the ground from blowing and keep from washing away, and we've done some cover crop stuff, and we were nominated by a company for this award, and lo and behold, we won it, along with two other farms, one from Indiana and one from Nebraska. So we feel quite honored. So.
You should. That's a huge accomplishment. Tell us why you got into strip till to begin with.
The reason was we were sick of the wind blowing. We were losing beets to dirt blowing, and we thought there's got to be a better way. And we've moved our farm to 100% strip till on our sugar beet acres, and we've had great success with it. We're really excited about what we're seeing. We've pretty much eliminated all wind erosion on our strip-till fields. We're banding all of our fertilizer on our strip-till fields. We like that in our high pH soils. We're liking what we're seeing in the short term, and we're excited about expanding to more acres.
So 4 hours that they recognize through the Fertilizer Institute. What's the focus that they're looking at?
The right source of fertilizer, the right placement of the fertilizer, the right timing of the fertilizer, and the right application and the right way to do it. With the strip till, that's really been doing that right has shown up in our crop results, and our harvest crop last year, the corn and the beets really benefited from that program.
James, tell me a little bit about the equipment you're utilizing for strip till.
Well, we were nominated by ETS, and it's because we run a Soil Warrior machine, and we started off the first year, we demoed one from them. They have a demo program where you can try it out to buy it, and then we ended up buying our own 18 row and stretching it to a 24 row the next year, and we've been really happy with the machine, and we're they've been very good to us, good parts, good service, and overall good people over there, so we're really happy to be working with them too.
Pretty solid piece of equipment, right?
Yeah, it is. It's beefy, that's for sure. So we were pretty impressed with how good it worked this year for how dry the soil was. And it's pretty hard on our chisel plows and stuff, but that machine seemed to hang together pretty well.
It's good to hear. Dwight, again, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on this recognition.
It's cool there, and with the Johnsteads having me go with them down here and being a part of this, it's cool.
So what was the reception like last night, the recognition?
They had the president of TFI there, and he handed out the awards. And with the Fertilizer Institute, that's where all the big boys go, different programs with them. And it's all cool to be around these guys. There's a lot of people here for this commodity classic, and that makes it exciting, too.
Have you been to the show before?
Nope.
Pretty impressive?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you go back in the day, me and Dave were talking back in the back in Crookston there, the Red River Valley Winter Shows building there, you know, and this is about 1,000-1,500 times that, you know, and things have changed. You know, back then you probably had 4020s and 1066, and that was about it that would fit in that building, and now they got their X9s, and everybody's got a combine, and it's cool. And they don't even make a dent in this building.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The award itself, David, what's it mean to you and your family?
I'm proud of my two sons. No, I'm proud of the boys. It's their idea. It's their game. I'm to the age where I'm backing out. But, it's just a cool honor for us as a farm. And we also we have three full-time employees that we brought them along. One brought his wife along, too. We're trying to build a culture on our farm, and everybody's included. So.
And that next generation, you need to have that coming behind you, right?
Exactly. Yep, it's pretty cool.
Well, congratulations, Major Award, and we appreciate the recognition from our area in Northwest Minnesota.